We are on the borders of the Promised Land, December 29th. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land, through which we have gone to search it, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. The time when the work goes hardest is the very time to test the spiritual strength and the wisdom of every worker. When difficulties arise in any branch of the cause, as they surely will, for the church militant is not the church triumphant, all heaven is watching to see what will be the course of those who are entrusted with sacred responsibilities. Some will stumble, some will give heed to seducing spirits, some will choose darkness rather than light because they are not true to God. Like their Master, those who are abiding in Christ will not fall nor be discouraged. Now when we are just on the borders of the Promised Land, let none repeat the sin of the unfaithful spies. They acknowledged that the land they went up to see was a good land, but they declared that the inhabitants were strong, the giants were there, and that they themselves were in comparison as grasshoppers in the sight of the people and in their own sight. All the difficulties were magnified into insurmountable obstacles. They made it appear as folly and presumption to think of going up to possess the land. But Caleb stilled them before Moses, and said, Let us go up at once, and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. This was the language of faith, but the spies who had spoken discouragingly were not to be baffled in their attempts to prevent the people from going forward in doing the word of the Lord. They exaggerated the difficulties until all the congregation was crazed with discouragement and fear. Amid all the lamentations and bitterness of feeling, Caleb and Joshua spoke to the congregation, The land, which we passed through to search it, is an exceeding good land. But the people wished to believe the worst, and while the ringing voice of Caleb was heard above the tumult, they stood with stones in their hands to batter down the men who bore the right testimony. While the people were cherishing doubts, and believing the unfaithful spies, the golden opportunity for Israel passed by. Shall it be, in these last days just before we enter into the heavenly Canaan, that God's people shall indulge the spirit that was revealed by ancient Israel? People full of doubts and criticisms and complaints can sow seeds of unbelief and distrust that will yield an abundant harvest. The history of Israel was written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come.